Okay, so we're starting from Masav Rav Merchama. Rav Merchama asked a question. Hello, the Rashi Tzukin. What if he took it to the tops of some mountain tops? Vinafla, and it fell from the cliff. Ain't the onus. You can't say that's an onus because you had no business taking it to such dangerous places. V'chayv in yichayv. What does that imply? Hamezik adarka. If it just dies, hareza onus. Meaning if it didn't fall, but it just died up there in the mountain air, okay, on the high mountain, it didn't fall, but it just died, so then hareza onus, it's an onus, a potter. Why can't he say, there's a kasha kind of, right? Why can't he say, the thin mountain air is what killed it. Yeah, it's very thin air. Inami uftsana dahar katla, which is the exertion of going up mountains, caused a heart attack. I mean, it could happen. So for the Gemara, chmeiskinan shehelu lemira shamein v'toiv, he took it up to a place which is grazing lands.
Good grazing.
That's good land for grazing. And that's basically, it's a place where it naturally, in other words, there's a nice plateau on top of the mountain, which is very good grazing fields. And so he took it up there.
He didn't know it was untrained.
So it was an animal that was used to it. That's really what it's basically saying. If that's true, naflanami. Why if it falls, do you not consider it an onus? The answer is, shetakfasai. So yachinafanami shayalala takfa filloi takfa. So basically that he should have grabbed hold of it like most shepherds do, and, you know, that when it's near the cliff, you don't let the animal roam free. You stick to it tight. And he didn't. He just let it go. Yachim Resha, what about the Resha? Also the Rashi Tzukin Minafla, if it on its own climbed all the way up and then it fell, a rezonus, that's an onus. According to you, we should have held on to it not to let it climb. But also yarda. So we're talking about that it went up against his will and it went down against his will, meaning he wasn't with the animals. Sometimes are stronger than the person, and he didn't have an ability to do that. Okay. Brings us to the next thing. Amar Rav Yotzi, Ketzer Alos Uschorah Peperosu Shul Chaveru. So Rav Yotzi in the Mishnah said that this whole scenario doesn't make sense. A renter is making profits off the animal that belongs to somebody else. He's basically making profit. How could that be? So Amar Rav Yotzi Mishmol Halacha Rav Yotzi. That's the Pesach Halacha we pass on Rav Yotzi. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda Rav Yehuda. Amar Tlan Mishmid Shmuel Chalke Rav Yotzi Af Brishona. So did you say, or you said in the name of Shmuel, that Reb Yossi doesn't only argue in this latter case of the socher that gave it to a shul, but even in those other cases where the guy, where the guy decided to pay and didn't want to swear, so he's making the money. In other words, how far do we take Reb Yossi's svara of that? How is the guy making money off somebody else's animal? So in other words, remember what happened. The guy, was watching the item, and he said, you know what, even though stealing is something that I'm not responsible for, I'm paying instead of swearing. And the guy paid, and then, sure enough, they caught the ganav, and now the kefil is going to who? To the shomer. And how does that work? He's making money off somebody else's cow. So does Rabbi Yossi also take issue with that halacha? That's the question. So does he argue there? And if he does, so he's saying he does argue. So halacha kamosa and halacha kamosa, is the halacha like him over there or not? So he answered, yes. Chalakaya Rabbi Yossi Aparishoni, even argues on that halacha, halacha kamosa Aparishoni, and the halacha is like him also over there. That even over there, the guy is not entitled to make the money. And we say so as well. Amar Rav Elazar Chalakaya Rabbi Yossi Aparishoni, Rabbi Yossi disagrees with that previous halacha. The guy nobody makes money off somebody else's animal. Halacha kamosa Aparishoni, and the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi in both cases. Rabbi Yochanan, that shita, that's one answer. That's Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Yochanan, Mar Moidai, Rabbi Yosi, very shine. Not true. Rabbi Yosi admits in that case. This is different than that. When he says, you give it over, when you give it over to, when the socher gives it to the shohel and he's starting to make money on the cow, that he's not maskim to. You're making money on my cow? No way. But over here, where it's, you know, this guy paid and the guy got his money back for the cow, even he'll agree. That's this moida Rabbi Yosi Berishon Shekfar Shilim because he paid. So Gemara says, hold on. Wait a second, didn't we say that you don't have to actually pay? Shilim in, lo shilim lo, is it only if he pays and not if he doesn't pay? Abam Rabchir, Abam Rabbi Yochanan, the same Rabbi Yochanan says, lo shilim shilim am, you don't have to actually pay. Elokim damar arayni mishalim, just by accepting responsibility to pay, Alpha Pishal Shilim, even if he didn't actually take the cash out of his pocket, he still gets the money of the kefel or the dalvei. So Ema, so I'll tell you, Modo Rabbi Yosi Rishon Shekfar Amar Hareini Mishalim. The claim or the willingness to pay, that is something that even Rabbi Yosi has no problem with because the guy's maskim, the guy agrees.
That's right.
Over here, the guy never signed off on saying that you rent it, you gave it to somebody else who borrows, who's now more responsible than you are, and you're gonna make money on my cow. That's not, I'm not letting that.
Because he got his money to start with.
That's why he doesn't
care. That's right.
That's the difference. That's the basic difference. All right, bring us to the next one. I'm listening. Man tells the two people, look, I sold something from one of the two of you, mana, $100, but any of days, I don't know who it is. It's one of you. Or one of your fathers gave me a mana to watch, and I don't know which one. He has no choice. He's going to have to take an extra 100 out of his pocket and give it to them.
Both of them?
Both of them. So he's so 100 he gives to one, and another 100 he gives to the other. Why? Because he admitted on his own. Next case.
And people, both of them have no idea that was happening.
That's right.
He wants to get bored. That's what that means.
Okay, we're going to get to it. It's
so it's
complicated. Give it a chance. One second. This is the Mishnah. We're just trying to understand the Mishnah. Like we said, in Mishnayis, you can ask what, but don't ask why yet, because that's the Gemara's job. Okay, so we'll get to it in the Gemara. But the what, if you don't understand what the case is, then I'll clarify. Okay. Shnayim shefkidu etzel echad. Two people gave somebody something to watch. One gave 100, the other one gave 200. And each one's claiming that they were the one who gave the 200, and it's the other guy who gave the 100. And he only has 300 total. So I don't know who to give it to. So all you got to do is give each one 100. And I'll hold on to the next 100. Because I can't determine, I can't give it to you, and maybe you're the liar. I can't give it to the other guy because maybe he's the liar. So I'll just hold on to it. When Eliyahu Navi tells me who is the real, who's telling the truth, that's who I'll give it to. Meantime, I'm keeping it. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yosi, so Rabbi Yosi says, "Imkain, if that's the truth, Mahiv Sederamai, there's no cost for trickery." So Ella, I have a better plan. Let it be all stay till Elijah the prophet comes, and this way that'll disincentivize the guy to lie. Because guess what? If he's making up a story, then nobody gets any money, and he's more likely to tell the truth because at least you get 100. Otherwise, you get nothing.
That's
okay.
Right.
So the Chesed is a very logical position. The Chesed Keil seems true with two vessels. Echad yofer mana, echad yofer eluf zuz. One's worth 100, the other one's worth 1,000 zuz. A lot more valuable. Zelmer yofer shali, zelmer yofer shali. Each one's saying, I got the nicer one. I gave you the sterling silver one, and the other one gave you the plated silver. Okay, you know what I'm saying? It's a big difference in price. Zelmer yofer shali, and so each one's saying that. So nice, and it's a kodin lechem. You give the smaller one to one of them. And from the larger one, you take the value of the small one and you give that to the second one. So they basically got the value, whatever it is. They take off one of the, one of the candelabra things off, and that's it. of the other one. And the rest is waiting till Leo and Navi come. Amrei Yosi, same problem as before. What's the risk? What's the loss to the trickster? We need to disincentivize a guy from lying. So we'll hold on to everything till Leo and Navi comes, and then he's going to be more likely to own up to the truth and say, "All right, I'll admit it. I got the worst." Okay.
You're also penalizing the honest guy.
Yes, but not really, because the Rama is only interested in getting more here and now. You know, it's worth a shot. He thought he'd get like maybe 50% of the more, but over here he's going to get nothing. He'll admit to the truth, and then everybody will get. You know, then the so it's not really a penalty because we believe that he's going to admit it. Mm-hmm. It's only temporary. Okay, Alma, what do you see? Misveka. Because of doubt, Mafkinan Memona, we take away the money. Think about the first case over here. The guy said, "I stole from one of the two of you. I don't know which one." And because of the doubt, we're making him take out an extra $100. Why don't we say, keep the money in whose chazaka
it is? Yeah.
Right. Especially, right. So for a minute, and we have a contradiction on this. Shnaim Shev Kidoitzel. Echod, by the way, this is the next case of the Mishnah. Two people give to one. Zem, one of them saying this one gave 100, the other one gave 200. Zem, Rishon Limashlaim, Zem, Rishon Limashlaim. Each one's claiming that they have the 200. No, so Zem, no, Zem, they give it 100 to each. So he's not giving out any more. He's not pulling out an extra 100 from his pocket. What's the difference? That's the Kasha. Amrlei, so he told him, Pikadon, Gezel, Karamis. You're asking a question. From Pikadon to Gezel, it's not the same thing. The first case is a case of Gzela. He has an obligation for having stolen to pay up what he stole. Pikadon, I don't have that same obligation. Right? Gezel, David Isura Bai, Gzela, where he did an Isur Kansura Bana. The rabbis made a knas, a penalty. You better pay each party, that's all. And Kansura Bana, Pikadon to David Isura, I did nothing wrong. So why should I be penalized? Look, the rabbis don't penalize, and they say, we'll just keep it till Leo and Navi comes. We're not going to give it to the wrong party, but we're not going to give it at all, in fact. So Gemara says, okay, you're telling me that the difference is Pikadon versus Gzela? V'rami Pikadon, Pikadon, Rami Gezel, Gezel. You could ask it even within Gzela cases and within Pikadon cases. Pikadon, Pikadon, why? Because there's a contradiction in Pikadon. The Ketani Reisha said in the first case, I aviv she'achem ikem hifkid etzli mane. It wasn't only a case of Gzela, mind you. It was a case of Pikadon too. Your father gave me, the father of one of you, gave me 100. Then you day, so I don't know which father it was. No, no, I have to give each 100. And that's a case of Pikadon. Number one question. Verminho, and we have a contradiction. Shnaimif Shiv Kidu, how's that fit in with the two people? And you give 100 to one, and 100 to the other, and the other 100 you keep. So it's a stira in the Mishnah. So Amar Rava, this is the answer for Pikadon. Reisha Nasik Mishiv Kidu Lo Bishnei Krichos. The difference is, when only one father gave it to you, so it's like a negligence to not know who gave it to you. Okay, that I mean, how do you not know who gave it to you? So it's like they gave it to you. It's no different than being received in two separate bundles. And you should have known who gave you the 200, who gave you the 100. Double A, Lemeda. You should have been accurate. You know, you should be careful. Seifa, in the latter case where each one gave 100, the other one gave 200, but they both gave it at the same time, he didn't pay attention to which one was which. It's as if they gave it to him 301, and they just said, "Oh, yeah, one of us has the 200, the other one doesn't have has the 100. Whatever, that's not my problem. Even though it wasn't exactly in one bundle, but it's as if it is because the fact is that Kigon, it says exactly what the case is. Tafki, the Tarbay, they gave it to him to watch at the same time. Bechad Zimna, one time. The Amr Lahu, he can tell them, Ant Kufaihu, you yourselves, look up Tiswa Dadi. You knew that the other one might claim that the 200 is mine, and you still weren't worried about that because you trusted the other guy. So I know Kapidna, you want me to be, wait a second, let me make sure who's the 200 and who's the 100. If you yourselves don't seem to worry about it, why is it my problem to be the tough one over here to find out who's the real owner of the 200? It's not my issue. Okay, that's the stira in Pikadon. That's the answer. Ferami Gezel Gezel. In the Gzela, there's also two stira. Tani hacha amr l'shem gezalti lech mikem ane v'ein yodez mikem. Ayav shalach mikem mifkili mana v'ein yodez ezen ozun lezem mana uzem mana. I have to give 100, extra 100 out of my pocket. For a minhui question. We had this in Yavamas. Gazal echa mechamisha. Guy stole from one of five people. V'ein yodez ezen man ane gazal. And he has no idea which of the five people he stole from. Okay. Of course, right? In other words, just to give you a little common scenario, right? There's five people sitting around, and I see somebody have like a, you know, the people like to steal like the wire for the charger, stole the wire for the charger, and I walked off with it. And then I feel bad, I feel guilty about it, so I say, oh, I want to give it back. And each of them is saying, oh, it was mine. What am I supposed to do? I want to return it, and they're each saying, it's my wire that you stole, okay?
So the five people who want to steal...
Four people, I know it's one of you five, because that's, I took it from with the group of you, five, but I don't know which one. Each one's saying it's me. All you have to do is say, here's the gzela right here. Umistala, can you leave? That's Reb Tarfon Shita. Alma, what do you see from Reb Tarfon? We don't make him pay extra. You don't make him come up with a $10 extra for each person that they could buy themselves a wire. Look, at the other four, I mean, I don't have to give up an extra $40. That's the bottom line. Hey, wait a second. You're assuming our Mishnah is Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon is only one of the opinions over there. Who says our Mishnah is Rabbi Tarfon? Dani Allah, because it says over there, Ta'im. On that case over there with Rabbi Tarfon, it says, Rabbi Tarfon, the reason is because Rabbi Tarfon himself agrees to our Mishnah, because he says that when it's two people, and I'm not sure which one it took from, it's each one gets a money. So what's the deal? So Hasam the Katavile, over there, they're claiming it from him. Halcha bebalat is dishmaim. That's the difference. Over there, he was trying to, you know, they claimed that he gave us a wire, and he's like, okay, here's the wire. I only took one, I didn't take five. I was claimed it, meaning he wasn't trying to fulfill the Lifnei Meshuas Hadin type level. He was just trying to do the bare minimum. So you can't force it out of him. But over here, when you want to fulfill the Latzis De Shemayim, till you know that the right guy got the money that you stole, you're not yotzi your mitzvah. Okay. The Mishnah says very clearly why he's chayav to give each of them. Because he admitted on his own, because he's Shema Minot, that's the idea. Okay.
Is he habitual Ganef? No, we don't know.
We don't know the background of the nature of the person. All we do know is that in this case, he stole the money and he wants to do the right thing because he's holding me piatzma. He admits on his own that I stole it. Nobody caught him. He wasn't like...
He's not a professional.
He wasn't hooked.
Toilet,
he wasn't... He wasn't caught as the crook. He on his own decided that I'm going clean now and the way to go clean is start paying back whoever I stole from, and that's what he's doing. He went to the Ganav Anonymous, and you know they told him that's the way to start getting going clean, and that's what he did. He says, okay, I stole $100 from one of these two guys. I want to do the right thing. That's what's going on. He wasn't caught. That's the difference.
The case is purposely not clarified because that's how it's very often things presented in court. Why Gemara doesn't whatever give us commentaries on Russia and Tosafos and whoever else says, oh, this guy is a professional, telephone call, charger. This is what you do to
I'll tell
get
you,
clean.
No.
That's what they're saying, but we don't have a clear case.
I don't know. Well, first of all, I can't explain why they didn't give that information. Sometimes it could be because it's just, it's not relevant. It's like, it doesn't matter whether he's professional or he's not professional. Maybe it's a one-time thing. It doesn't matter. In all cases, this is what you got to do. You want to. But again, it's the point, the relevant factor is always provided, which is that he added on his own. He came up onto his own to do the right thing. He wasn't, you know, they didn't all five guys grab him and say, did you steal a...
Accused
him.
He made it
in his own. He wants to. Right. That's
the difference. What's the difference between the two? The five guys and there's only one charge of court.
There, they claimed it from him.
They claimed it from him.
Yeah. Right.
He went to them and said, "I want to get clean."
No. It says that they claimed it from him. Here, he admitted on his own. That's the difference.
That's the difference.
Okay. Now, Amar Mar, new thing. We said before, Hasam the Tavi Le. They are claiming that he took that he took their stuff, their thing. But what's he saying? Okay, they're saying one thing. What's he saying? So review them, Rav. He's quiet. He's like quiet. Rav Mas is in there. Rav Halat Savach. He's yelling and screaming. So interesting. Is he quiet or is he screaming? What's the Ganav's response in the case of the five? Is he silent or is he screaming? Okay, so Ma'adi Amar Lotzabach, the one who says that he's crying and yelling, Avastika Kelda, if he would be quiet, that's like admitting, and therefore he would have to pay all five of them. Ma'adi Amar Lashosik, that he's quiet, Shtika Hadaha Chalav Koda, who we don't, this is not called the famous Shtika Koda, silence is admission. Why? Because Matzi Amar Lay, hi, the Shtika, you want to know why I'm quiet? The Chol Chavachat, each one's claim, Tamina Dilma Ayu. I know that it's possible that you're the one. I just don't know which one it is. So when you say, I stole it from you, I know I stole from somebody. Maybe you are the one. So why can I say no? Because I don't know that it's no. I just know that it's not yes to everybody. So I'm silent. So the silence is not acquiescence to all of them. It's just a partial acquiescence to one of them. Exactly. All right. Brings us to the next thing. Amar Mar. He just puts the gzela there and he leaves. Now what happens? What's going to happen now? We cut the wire five ways? Okay. What are we doing here? What's going to happen with what he puts in? Let's say it's $100. They're splitting it five ways. That's pretty bad. Think about what's the matter over here, right? The guy who's actually the true owner of this $100, let's say, is only getting $20 out of the $100 because it's being split five ways. That's not very nice, okay? Like we talked about this case, when you're not sure if something was placed there or is missing, you know, and he lost it, okay? So, ideally, don't touch it. Because he knows where he left it. It was possibly placed there, right? We talked about a case. He left a cane against the wall. So you say, look, just leave it. Because the guy will come back to retrieve it. It's not so public that everybody sees it. Just leave it there. And then the guy will come back for it. Because it does not have a simon. I'm not going to be able to pick it up and return it to the right guy. And so by me picking it up, I'm going to only cause him more harm. That's what we learned earlier. But if you did take it, I can't give it back because the guy says that it's mine. I don't know that it's his. There's no proof. There's no witness. There's no way to know.
By lifting it, you will be kind and responsible to take care of it?
To take care and make sure that it gets to the correct owner. And there's no way to make sure that it goes to the correct owner. The guy says, yeah, I was the guy who left it over there. Well, how do I know?
And he's interfering with the business owner.
Best not to mess with certain things because by me picking it up, it creates problems. Same thing over here. So that's the question. What do I do here? So Amr of Safra. So in other words, placing it down here and causing it that this guy's going to get a loss. Why is that a good solution? So Amr of Safra, Viyaniya. So Rav Safra says, you know what you do? That when we say mistalik, doesn't mean that they're going to all split it up. What it means is. It's going to be munach hachav Elio. Till Elio Navi comes, it stays there. Meaning he's placing it down, meaning that till it's clarified, but he's not placing it there. It's like, it's right, exactly. So I'm like, by the Rav, as I said, the Rav, Yom Rav Kiva, Does Rabbi Kiva say lo zo derech matzi yosim di avera ad sheyishalom gzeila l'chol ha'chaverecha? That's not a way of going out of gzeila till everybody's been paid fully. Alma misveika mafkinu memona. Rabbi Kiva, who argues Rabbi Tarfon, basically says that from doubt we do take away money. V'lo aminu k'memona v'cheskes mar. We don't say that we leave the money by the owner. So that's a new question on Rabbi Kiva's version. For many, we have a contradiction. A guy who was with his mom, and the house fell down. Now, it makes a big difference who died first. Because if the mom died first, the son is the sole yorish of the mother, and then it goes to him. The son has no children, and the mother only had siblings, okay? And this one child. So if she dies first, it goes to the son. And if the son died second, then the son's yorishim are his brothers. They're going to get it. If the son died first, so then the mother's wealth, when she dies, doesn't go to her son because she had no son to speak of. So it's going to go to her siblings or something like that. So there's a major Yerusha dispute over here. So now for the Baisel of Halimah, Yosha ben Omreim, Ha'em, Meis Rishona, the son's inheritor said, I'll tell you what happened here. The mom died first.
They have cameras.
The son in heaven. No. You got the story wrong. Everybody agrees, split it. Because there's no way. If I'm Rabbi Kiva, in this case, I admit, leave the property where it is. Whoever was in the Chazaka, that's whose it goes to. Now, Amalehem, so that's the question over here. Again, this is Machlokes Beshama and Beis Hillel. Rashi tells us that say that in other cases where the house fell down, that Beshama says Yachloko, Beis Hillel says Nechasim Becheskasan. But here they all agree Yachloko, and Rabbi Kiva says, I say that normally, I agree with Beis Shammai that by Sharnafilus. Do you have Rabbi Kiva or Rabbi Tarfon? I think my other Gemara had Girsa of Rabbi Tarfon. I'm curious. What is the Girsa here? At least in the morning it looks different, okay? No. No, it's Rabbi Kiva. Okay, never mind. Oh, no. Okay, here. Take it back. Okay. Anyway. So even though I normally hold like Beis Shammai, who says that in other cases where it falls down, it's Yachloku. In this case, I admit that it's Nechasan B'cheskasan, so it's Machlokes. Anyway, it doesn't explain what the details are. So what's the difference? So the Gemara says, so the difference is, Amrlei, you want to know the difference between the two cases? Hasam, Shema, B'Shema, both sides. Is a maybe. Look, we don't know exactly who died first. So each side is saying, maybe this is what happened, maybe that's what happened. That's why that's the rule. Gozel Ech Mechamisha, but when it's one guy stealing from five, Bari Veshema, he says, I don't know who it is that I stole it from. They're all saying, I do know, it was me that you stole it from. So that's the difference. And therefore, Bari Adif, and that's why in this case, Rabbi Akiva would agree that you give it to each of them, because they're sure. But what about our Mishnah? That's a case also of Shema B'Shema. Both sides, he says, maybe it's you, maybe it's you. He's paying to both. So the Gemara says, how do you know that our Mishnah is Rabbi Kiva would agree to it? Rabbi Tarfon admits that in that case you pay to each side. Who's he admitting to? Rabbi Tarfon, we know who he always argues with. It's Rabbi Kiva. Leman Moedel, Rabbi Kiva, Bar Plukta, is Bar Machlokas. He always, that's who they are. Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Kiva, the ones who were arguing. So, Umemai, the Shem, Shem, so wait a second. How do you know it's both cases of maybe and maybe? I'll tell you how we know. First of all, Chada, Deluktani, Toivin, I say. They never said claiming. They don't know. The Od Hatani Reb Chia Ze Omer Eini Yodeh VeZe Omer Eini Yodeh. They both are saying they don't know. Hal Kimna La BeBalatzis Deshmaim. So the answer is, And this is what we already said. The reason why in our mission it's different, even though it's Shema B'Shema, because they have no idea, is because it's Balot Tzitzit Deshemayim. When you're trying to fulfill the heaven's will, that's a different story.
Yet to be.
That's the difference. Okay. We're running out of time here. Amar le'Ravina le'Ravashi, Umi Amar Rava, Akol B'Shtei Krichos, Hava le'Medak. Does Rava say that when it's given over in two separate bundles, he should have been more careful? Amar Rava, V'Yitemer Papa, Akol Modem B'Shneim Shevkidu Etzol Ra, Sheminiach Ra B'Neim U'Mestalik. Two people give the shepherd to watch, and he just puts it between the two of them and leaves it. He doesn't have to deal. It's not my problem. So the word says, that's different. They just gave it to him. That's what happened those days. They just snuck it in into the pen, and he's just responsible. So I was never told whose it was. I'm watching forever. So if you have the dispute, the claimant say, look, it's not up to me. It came into the thing. Whoever it belongs to has a right to it. I'm not messing with it. It's not my problem. That's a different story. And that's what you can do. But otherwise, when you're given something specific to watch, you should pay attention to who gave it to you. All right, we'll stop over here.